Since when am I Faust? Chapter 9, Recovery Days. I moved my head slightly as I began to wake up from my slumber. I was lying on my side and my face was buried in my pillow. I took a slow deep breath, and the smell of lavender filled my nose. As I slowly opened my eyes, I blinked a few times to clear my vision. Turning over, I looked around at where I was. I laid in a hospital, but this hospital was one that I didn't recognize. The room was strictly built for functional purposes rather than the flamboyant designs one would find in Canterlot Castle. The room was a large rectangular room with a small washroom on my left, and to my right there was a large window overlooking the city. Looking towards the window, I spotted Celestia and Luna sitting on a couch. The two had fallen asleep, and Tia's wing covered her younger sister in a soft embrace as Luna leaned on her big sister. A small smile crossed my face as seeing both my daughters sleep peacefully. It was comforting to know that they were alright, and I sighed as a figurative weight lifted off my chest. Looking at myself, I was relieved to see that most of my wounds had already healed. There were a few of the larger injuries that were still bandaged, however, from the look of things, the doctors were now focusing on restoring my mana reserves. I wasn't very fond of the magical stimulants they gave me. They made my mouth taste funny. Leaning forward, I checked on my wings. They were still bandaged, and they ached a bit from most likely a few fractures, but they felt like they were getting close to being back to normal. I breathed out through my nose as I leaned back in the bed. I shook my head at the absurdity of what my life had become over the past few weeks. Rolling over, I looked at the sleeping alicorns. Outside the window, they were under. I could see the hustle and bustle of the city's citizens. Several buildings were undergoing restoration from the attack, and off in the distance, I could see Canterlot Castle. I smiled, and with a soft voice, I whispered to myself.
It all worked out in the end, didn't it? Yeah,
I guess it did.
As I spoke, my ear lifted, catching the sound of the door creaking. As I sat upright, the strain on my neck muscles began to take its toll, and the pain that I hadn't realized I was going through slowly seeped in. My muscles were slow and reluctant to respond, and it felt like as if I pulled every muscle in my body. I winced, but forced myself to look over to whoever just entered. As I turned my head, I saw Cadence in shining armor enter the room. They looked tired as if they had been losing sleep, and they'd brought a few drinks and a box of donuts with them. I gave the couple a soft smile, and struggled to pull my arm out from under the sheets to wave. Shining put the drinks and the box of sweets on the nightstand beside my bed. He moved a small bouquet of lavender flowers to the side as he did.
So that's where the smell is coming from. That always was one of Luna's favorites.
Cadence walked up to my bedside.
So, how are you doing? Are you feeling any better?
I tried to speak, but on my first attempt at speaking at a normal volume, I found my voice cutting out and had air simply exit my mouth. Clearing my throat, I tried again, and my voice came out in a weak breath, as I said.
I'm alright.
While I spoke with Cadence, Shining Armor found one of the rolling bedside tables, and he took a donut, along with a small coffee, and put them on the table. He rolled it over to the left side of my bed, and as he put it in place, I lifted my arms to keep from being trapped under it. Once it had been settled in place, I nodded at the stallion, with a look that said thank you, and reached for my coffee. I gripped the cup between my front hooves and took a sip. The coffee was sweet, with a fair amount of cream and sugar mixed in. Not my best cup, but I was far from complaining. I felt myself regain my senses ever so slightly, as the caffeine-enriched drink washed over my tongue. Placing the cup down, I glanced at Cadence and asked,
"So, how long's it been?"
She breathed out, looking at me with a smile. Her eyes had a melancholy look in them, and Shining had a similar expression.
"It's been about a week."
She turned her head.
"And those two have been here the whole time."
I felt my heart flutter, and a warm smile stretched across my face. While I spoke with Cadence, our conversation began to stir Celestia from her sleep. As she woke, the white alicorn silently sniffed at the air, and Celestia's eyes fluttered open. She shifted around, as she tried to clear the fogginess from her mind. While she did, Tia heard a groan at her side. Looking up, the white alicorn saw her younger sister leaning against her side, with a grumpy pout as she tried to stay asleep. Tia smiled, and stroked her sister's mane as she looked up and glanced at the rest of the room. Tia glanced around the room, and she stopped as she observed the sight before her. She hadn't expected Shining Armor and Cadence to be standing there when she woke up, but seeing them talk to her mother was even more unexpected. Tia's eyes went wide, and they shined with tears.
"Mom?"
She croaked. A mountain of emotion had overwhelmed the mare, and she was struggling to hold it together. I gave her a warm smile, and waved.
"Hello, Tia."
Tears threatened to stream down her cheeks, and as she began to get up, she woke Luna. With a groan, the blue alicorn clenched her eyes shut as she tried to hold onto her slumber. However, it was useless, and with slow, groggy movements, her eyes began to open. She looked up at her sister with a grumpy pout. Celestia smiled at her sister, and leaned down, saying,
"Lulu, she's awake."
Luna's eyes opened slightly as her head lifted.
"She is?"
Wiping her eyes and giving her a shake, Luna accepted her sister's hoof and stood up. As the two walked over, Cadence moved to the other side of the bed, allowing them some room to stand. The pink alicorn looked over to her fiancé, and with a nod, Shining Armor stepped out of the room. He had a look on his face like he had forgotten something. Out of the two princesses, Tia was the first to arrive at my bedside. I reached out, and she readily took my hoof. Looking me in the eyes, she asked me,
"How are you feeling, Mom?"
I glanced away as I thought about it, then I refocused on my daughters. I stretched my cheek to the side, giving them a half smile, and said,
"I'm alright, just a bit sore."
Luna stepped forward. Her eyes were filled with relief, but her eyes shone like Tia's.
"We thought we might have lost you again."
Her voice was low, and although it was subtle, I could see her bottom lip quiver as she said those words. Tia also lowered her head as she glanced down. My heart ached. The pain and worry that I had put them through was tearing me apart, and despite my body's reluctance, I found myself sitting up and wrapping my daughters in a hug. As I did, I felt Lauren momentarily pull them closer, and she whispered,
"I'll never let you girls go again. I swear it."
As she uttered those words, the two princesses hit their limit, and they could no longer hold back their tears. While our embrace held like that for mere moments, for those two, it was an embrace that filled their souls with a fire of love and hope.
"I love you, Mom,"
they both said, and Lauren's emotions welled up inside of me, making my heart feel as it would burst, and I hugged them tighter. Cadence stood on the other side of the bed, smiling sweetly at the sight that she saw. Looking at her fellow princesses, she suddenly really wished that she had brought her camera with her. As we pulled away from the hug, I looked at my daughters with a shallow smile, and before I could say anything further, I heard the door open. The three of us looked away from each other, and over to the door in front of my bed. As we looked over there, we saw Shining Armor, Twilight, and her friends enter the room. I reclined back in my bed, and I watched them enter. Celestia and Luna stepped back from the bed, wiping their tears from their faces, before all the guests could see them in such a state. Out of the group entering the room, Rainbow Dash was the first to arrive. She zoomed past the others and hovered in the air above my bed.
"Hey, lady! I saw your fight with the Changeling Army, and you were so totally awesome!"
the Pegasus exclaimed, throwing her arms out. A moment later, her eyes suddenly shot open, and she was pulled down to the ground by Applejack. I looked down and saw the orange mirror tilting her hat with an apologetic expression.
"Please pardon my friend here, miss. It's fine,"
I said. But my words were unheard, as Rainbow got up, rubbing her head. She turned to the farmer and said,
"Hey, what the heck was that for?" "'Cause you were being rude."
Before I could watch the argument progress any further, Pinky's head lowered into my view. I didn't even see her move over here. She stood atop my bed and was leaning over me as she grabbed my cheeks.
"Oh, so you're the mystery pony! What's your name? Do you like pastries? Because I do. I mean, who doesn't like pastries? What? Hey!"
Pinky cried out as she was levitated off of me by Luna. With a half-lidded stare, the alicorn pulled a donut out of the box and shoved it into the pink mare's face. It quickly vacuumed itself into her mouth and she chewed down on it with an mmm sound. Rarity rolled her eyes, and she walked up to my bedside and put her hooves on the railing.
"Well, yes, you certainly put on quite a show, darling. How did you do what you did with the cloth that you had around you?"
As I glanced at the mirror, I felt myself move without my intention, letting me know that Lauren was taking control. She sat up and smiled at the unicorn.
"I used the blanket as a base and solidified it with magic. It's kind of like a reinforced shield spell,"
Lauren said.
"Neat. Thanks."
Our head dropped for a moment, and I suddenly found myself in control again. Lifting my head, I glanced up and saw Rarity nodding with interest, and Shining Armor leaned closer with a notepad held in his magic. Cadence put a hoof on his shoulder, and he looked to the side with a blush. Just then, Twilight had finished saying hi to Celestia and began walking over to see me. As she approached, Rarity stepped to the side to make room for her. Once the unicorn got to the side of my bed, her head tilted to the side, and her inner bookworm made her eyes shine with adorable curiosity. I waved tiredly and said,
"Hey, Twilight."
"Hi, Lauren."
She waved back.
"Are you feeling any better?" "I'm alright."
She gave a satisfied nod, and then her eyes widened as a stray thought caught her attention. She shifted in place, and the expression on her face made her look as if she was contemplating whether or not to say something. Making up her mind, she leaned closer and asked,
"If you don't mind me asking, what was the last spell that you used?"
I smiled and chuckled to myself.
"Cookie shield."
"Cookie shield?"
Twilight repeated, and her face contorted with confusion.
"You know that's not what it's actually called. It is now."
Behind her, I saw Celestia's eyes went wide, and she started coughing on her second donut as it went down the wrong way. Luna ran over and started hitting her sister with a book, until she coughed it back up. The two alicorns went unnoticed by the others in the room as they focused on me, but I felt myself hone in on the two as Tia found herself able to breathe again. Once I knew that she was okay, I sighed and spoke up with a chuckle.
"Well, well, it appears Tia remembers that one."
The two unicorns on my bedside looked back at the white alicorn, who was still collecting herself. Celestia straightened up and walked closer, so she was standing behind the two at my side. While she did, Luna looked at her older sister with a grumpy glare, and then back down to the donut's remains on the floor. Reaching out with her magic, she grabbed it and threw the thing in a nearby biohazard bag. Celestia stood looking at me, and said,
"Yes, I do remember, and unfortunately, I still haven't found a way to counter that."
Her stoic expression turned into a sly smile, and she lifted a hoof and looked to the side with her eyes.
"But it's a good thing I have my own pantry now."
Her words were drawn out and came out like a taunting melody.
Ooh, you want to play that game, don't you?
A feeling of mischief washed over me, and I grinned at the alicorn with a sly smile. I crossed my forehoofs as I looked at her.
Well then, I'll just put it on this pantry.
I said, wiggling my eyebrows. There were no words to describe the sudden dread that filled the eyes of the alicorn before me. As those words left my mouth, her eyes shrunk, her foreleg fell, and her mouth hung open. She leaned back with her body shaking, and I swear I could see her white face pale.
No, Mom, please don't!
She pleaded. I put my hoof up to my chin.
I don't know, Tia. You could stand to lose a few pounds. Maybe it'd be worth it.
I taunted, as I pointed at her flank. Luna laughed and Celestia went beet red.
Mom!
The alicorn whined. Cadence cursed herself for forgetting to bring a camera, and silently banged her head against the wall. On the other hand, I laughed at the white alicorn, and the looks that she was getting from the six mares. Wiping a tear from my eye, I said,
Don't worry, Tia, I'm only kidding.
The princess slumped down, and her breathing was heavy. Luna smacked her with a bag of donut remains and walked away. When I had got the last of my giggles under control, I noticed the room had gone silent. My ears shifted around as I wondered where the noise had gone, and raising a brow, I looked at Twilight's friends. All of them stared at me with wide eyes and open mouths. Rainbow broke the silence as she flew up and threw her arms out, shouting,
You're Celestia's mom?!
That's gonna be one hell of an explanation to tell them. Now how about we get on to our leaders of donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J-Tin Man, Darkseid, and only one thing. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Will, Omicron Lyrae, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScyther9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Prickett, Drake Lovedragon, Monta Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hud Zaza, Convair, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.